Let's talk about celebrating summer, because it is the first week of the new year, of the first month of the new year. And for many of us, January can be a very, very long month. So how do you survive January? I'll tell you what, the Early Breakfast resident debt expert, Patrice Potgieter, joins us. He is from DebtSafe, and he's joining us to give you advice on how to be money smart in 2019. Matthias, a happy new year to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Good morning.
Abs, good morning. Thank you so much for having me, and a happy new year to yourself and all your listeners.
We're not going to get down to the details of hoping that you're feeling better, because we want you to make us feel better. So give us some advice on how to clear our debt in 2019. How are we doing this?
The first thing is just to always have a plan. So when you start on any process or any change that you're going through, you need to have a very specific plan, but you also need to know what is the outcome that you want to achieve. So the first thing is make sure that the outcome for 2019 when it comes to your finances is something that is achievable, that is tangible, and that you know that you will be able to achieve. The worst thing that you can do is set yourself up for failure in the beginning of the year. And when I talk about failures, for instance, let's say that you have an outstanding debt profile of something like 200,000 Rand, and you say within 12 months you want to pay that off, but your income doesn't allow that. So do the sums, make the numbers, and see what is achievable for you. And when you have that specific outcome, and maybe it is just something small, like you only want to pay off that one credit card, or you want to get out of that one personal loan, then sit down, have a look at the numbers, and see what is it going to cost you on a monthly basis to start really digging into that specific debt and start getting rid of it. So there's three ways or three options when it comes to debt and to get out of debt in 2019. The first thing is what we call the snowball effect. The snowball effect is having a look at all your debt, having a look at your full debt profile, and see what is your smallest debt. So for instance, that might be something like a store card. Your second will be something like a credit card, and your third might be something like a personal loan. And you start paying off your clothing accounts or your store accounts, you pay that off first. And then you go off to the second one, and then you go on to the third one. And as you will see, it will snowball how you get out of debt in that way. The other one is called the avalanche method, and there's where we have a look at what is the highest interest-bearing credit agreement. And usually those are things like personal loans and credit cards, and we start settling those ones first. While the avalanche method is also quite popular is because people pay a lot of money on interest, on a high interest when it comes to credit agreements. And it's good to have a look at those, because interest that you are paying is wasting money. You are throwing that money away, and try to get rid of that as soon as possible. And the third option, which is sometimes a very difficult option and not always easy to go through, is something that we call debt review or debt counseling, which is registered with a national credit regulator and stipulated in the National Credit Act, where a debt counselor assists you with your debt assessment, with your profile, and then gets you out of debt through a process of debt counseling through maybe between 3 to 5, up to maybe sometimes a bit more than 5 years, 6 years, depending on what your financial situation looks like.
If you're wondering, you are in conversation with Matthias Potgieter from DebtSafe, giving you advice on how to be more money smart in 2019. What are some of the things that you at home are doing to ensure that you're going to be clearing out your debt? Are you going to be using your credit card to make ends meet? If not, what else are you going to be doing to make ends meet? 021-446-0567. That is the number that you can dial. Let's have a conversation. Feel free to be part of this conversation. Now, Matthias, like I said, we have to make ends meet. And credit cards, I mean, I was listening, I think it was Capitec Bank. They had an advert where they were talking to the fact that you can get a credit card from to up to a maximum of 150,000 rands. And I'm betting it's very easy to get it, but it's tempting to use that, but now how do I make ends meet without actually having to use credit?
Going back to the drawing board and making sure that the balances is in check. So what is my income? What is my monthly expenses? The word budget, which is sometimes a swear word in South African environment when it comes to finances, is critical. Because if you do not know, the devil is in the details when it comes to finances. So draw up a budget. The easiest way to get control of your finances or to get a kind of idea what a budget looks like is take a bank statement of 30 days and see what is all my standing expenses that goes off every month through debit order. That might be something like your home loan, your vehicle, insurance, medical insurance, all those kind of things, and then have a look at what is the standing payments that you have to pay. So that might be school fees, all those kind of stuff. And then what is the other payments that you do? And that's stuff like food, clothing, transport, all those stuff. And then have a look through each individual line item and see where is unnecessary spending happening. The problem is we as South Africans, we do not work with cash anymore. So we all have cards and we swipe left, right, and center. And we do not feel that money going out of our accounts. We do not see it actually going out of our accounts. So we are actually a mindless swipers culture where we do not actually have control of our finances anymore because we do not see it. And that's why budget is so important. So the first thing is the beginning of the year, have a look at your, when it comes to cost savings and to possibly get through, is have a look at your short-term insurance. Shop around, see what best deals you can get. Have a look at luxury items, something like pay TV, a gym contract that you haven't used in 2018. Try and stop that as soon as possible so you do not waste that money in 2019. The other thing that South Africans now actually had is a bit of a relief when it comes to the petrol price. So there's a saving over there on a very expensive commodity at the moment. The problem, on the other hand, is that everything went up in the last couple of months of 2018 because of the petrol price, but that is not necessarily going to start going down now. When you talk about public transport, when we talk about food prices and all this other stuff that got affected in the value chain when it comes to petrol, but your personal saving on petrol, you will definitely feel now, but it's important to then have a look at that and scrutinize your budget and see where you can rather put that money, that saving, into action so that you can get out of debt in 2019.
Talking about, by the way, when you mentioned the whole ideology of just swiping and then not feeling the cash, as soon as you said that, all of us in studio looked at each other and smiled because we all know, we all do it. Because, I mean, when you're swiping, you don't feel it. It just goes, dude, and you're like, I'm not even going to go look at that SMS. I don't need that negativity in my life right now.
Especially this time of the year.
Good morning to you listening at home, by the way. Be part of the conversation. 31567. We're looking forward to hear from you. How are you clearing your debt in 2019? How were you making ends meet in January? Are you even making ends meet in January? I tell you what, Matthias Potgieter is joining us. He is a debt expert at DebtSafe. And so have a conversation with him. You talk about cards. I've seen over the number of years that loyalty cards have been on everyone's lips.
Mm. Definitely. That's another trick that sometimes retailers get you lured into the shop and obviously retain returning customers because there's a point system and then after a certain amount of points, then you get a cash back or you get a reward that you can spend at the store again. There's nothing wrong with loyalty cards. The problem is that as soon as we start spending in certain stores, unnecessary just to get that point. So just be aware of it and the reason why. There's people that I personally know, myself, I don't use loyalty cards at all because there's just too much admin and then there's another card in my wallet and then I get completely confused. But there's other people that I know that use it and they use it with a lot of success. So just find out what is the small details, what is all in the T's and C's of those loyalty cards and make sure that you understand the loyalty program and make it work for you. Do not work for the program, make the program work for you.
And so as we are looking then into 2019, what then do we avoid from a savings sort of debt credit perspective in 2019?
As far as possible, do not incur any additional debt. We do not know what is going to happen with the interest rates in 2019. Projections is that it's going to stay the same up until the elections, but after that, there might be some increases, maybe even before that. So debt's going to become more expensive in South Africa, the projection is, for 2019 and years to come. So if you're already struggling paying off your current debt, do not acquire additional debt. The other rule of thumb is that they say you should always have savings fund. And savings fund is very important, especially when it comes for those rainy days or those unforeseen things that happen in life. But it is counterintuitive to have a savings account where you pay a monthly payment into, say 20 Rand or 50 Rand or 100 or 1,000, depending on what you can afford, but you sit with debt on the other side. Rather use that money that you wanted to save and pay off your debt first to get out of that debt spiral. So that will be my advice for 2019, is to not incur any additional debt and try and get your debt down as soon as possible, especially when it comes to unsecured debt. And those are things like personal loans, consolidation loans, revolving credits, overdrafts, credit cards, as well as store cards. Get out of that as soon as possible.
And just before we let you go, very quickly, as always, and as you've always been preaching, that sometimes it is better to speak to a professional about these things.
It is always a good idea to speak to a professional when it comes to your finances. There's professional advisors out there, so have a look at your area and see what financial advisor you can go and see. Make sure that they're also registered. Then if you're really sitting in a debt trap, you can contact a debt counselor like DebtSafe. You can navigate to the National Credit Regulator's website to go and have a look if the debt counselor that you are in contact with is registered with the National Credit Regulator. That is critical to do that. And ask questions. Do not be scared to ask questions about finances. Learn from people around you. There's a wealth of knowledge in your family, in your maybe your friendships. So just ask people for advice when it gets to finances. That is the key thing.
And Matthias, just under 30 seconds, your parting words then to the Cape Talk listeners?
I think be clever when it comes to finances and make sure that you take control of your money and not your money takes control of you in 2019.
I think I must listen to that myself personally. But yes, once again, thank you so very much for joining us on the show. We chat again soon.
Abs, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank